The Blue Jays making a deal today. Aledmys Díaz, now a member of the Houston Astros, as the Blue Jays get back AAA right-hander Trent Thornton. And for Trent Thornton, 25-year-old right-hander, made 22 starts in AAA last year at a 4.42 ERA. If you like the fancy stats, a 4.01 FIP. Struck out just under 9 batters per 9 innings. Just walked over 2 per 9 innings and gave up just under a home run per 9 innings. Keith Law of ESPN tweeting out earlier that he said that Trent Thornton is an interesting guy that threw 93 to 97 in the Arizona Fall League with extremely high spin rates on his fastball, curveball, and slider, albeit with below average command. So ultimately, guys, the Blue Jays move on from a guy like Aledmys Díaz, a glut of infielders that the Blue Jays have right now with Lourdes Gurriel, Brandon Drury, Devin Travis, Yonhair Vasilarte, most likely to be DFA'd, non-tendered this winter. But you got Kevin Biggio, Bo Bichette, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., a lot of guys on the way. And the starting rotation depth for this team in the organization, not particularly.
Don't forget Troy Tulowitzki, Rob.
Sorry, how could I forget? Tulo still in the mix as well. But in the end, they move a guy in a position where they have a lot of players for a position where they don't have a ton right now, and that is starting pitching. And not saying that Trent Thornton is immediately going to be in the mix for a starting rotation spot, but at least to have another guy that could be someone down the road that you could use is good to have, because right now, beyond Ryan Borucki and Thomas Pannone and Sean Reed Foley or Aaron Sanchez and Marcus Stroman, there really isn't much there to pick from as far as the starting rotation depth. So initial impressions of this trade, Boffo?
Well, maybe Manny Machado's coming to Toronto with, just kidding. But no, I think what stood out to me, Rob, when you were listing off Mr. Thornton's credentials there, is that you mentioned the spin rate. And when I hear that, I think back to the Astros and how a lot of their guys this year, like Charlie Morton and Garrett Cole, saw like increased spin rate on their stuff when they came there. So maybe that's something that the Blue Jays tap into. It seems like he's a bit of a project, but I think at the end of the day, like you said, you're trading from an area of strength with the glut of infielders there. And if you can get a serviceable arm, I don't know whether it would be in the rotation or a bullpen piece here, however Mr. Montoyo and Mr. Atkins decide to use him, I think it's a worthwhile gamble, just because, you know, I think at the end of the day, just a quality arm can pay bigger dividends for you than, you know, a guy that was in and out of the lineup and in Díaz, especially when you have all those other options in the middle of the infield.
For a pitcher, there's kind of two things. Do you have stuff and can you command it? For me, I think it's a little bit easier to coach or teach command than it is to coach or teach stuff. That's kind of a little more natural to me. So if this guy already has it, you know, Pete Walker is one of the few pieces of the coaching staff that kind of wasn't rolled over or turned over this year. So you obviously have confidence in him, and you hope maybe he can find something in that. And honestly, it's a lotto ticket. You mentioned it, Rob. This was a position in shortstop, middle infield, where Blue Jays had a dearth of options. They could have gone a million different ways. So if you have somebody calling on one, you have a piece who maybe can be intriguing, or even just give your, you know, this AAA team, it's going to have some names on it to start the year, in Vlad Guerrero Jr. at the very least, and then Bichette's going to be there as well. So you want those teams, even if this guy ends up in AAA, you want these teams to be able to compete, to have some life in them when you have your studs there. So I think all in all, it's nothing to get uber excited about, but a safe, comfortable move for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and I think it just makes sense to add some depth as far as the starting pitching goes. And looking at the Arizona Fall League numbers for one Trent Thornton, he appeared in 9 games out of the bullpen, pitched to a 4 ERA, struck out 20 batters in 15 and 2/3 innings. So a guy that definitely has that ability, the swing and miss ability. Also rocks some great sport glasses a la Brett Cecil, nice little white rimmed ones, looking at his profile pictures on both MILB.com and MLB.com. It's quite an intense photo as well on MILB.com. But Trent Thornton, a guy who I imagine we're going to see at least in the mix for a rotation spot with the Buffalo Bisons and maybe even the Blue Jays if things go really, really well for him. But maybe in a season where, you know, you're not expecting to contend, that, you know, it's fine to give Trent Thornton an opportunity because you want to see what you have in guys like him, you know, with the rotation that the Blue Jays currently have, which is pretty thin with the guys that I mentioned before. I should also mention a tweet from one John Morosi of MLB Network and Fox Sports from this morning as well, that from what John is hearing from his sources, the Blue Jays have not engaged in serious trade discussions involving Marcus Stroman with any club, though the hashtag Reds are among the teams with some level of interest in him, which is kind of surprising because the Reds are not a great team. They're in a tough division against some pretty good teams. You would think the Cincinnati Reds would be interested in maybe moving off some of their guys to start a rebuild, but Marcus Stroman, somebody that they have their eyes on. Hey, if you can make a Joey Votto for Marcus Stroman trade, I'm sure that would make a lot of Canadian people happy with that one, but probably unlikely with those two teams being a match for that specific trade. But like I mentioned, considering the options that the Blue Jays have at the rotation spot right now, I mean, moving a guy out like Marcus Stroman, at least this offseason, or even an Aaron Sanchez, doesn't really make a ton of sense, Boffo. Just got about 30 seconds.
No, I'm with you. And they're both coming off of bad seasons. Let's not sugarcoat it. They were banged up. It just wasn't very good. So I've seen better from each pitcher. And again, just not a, like the Nylander stuff, you don't want to make a trade when your backs are against the wall. You want to try to get fair value. So maybe try to see if they reestablish their value this season.
Yep, totally agree. Trade them when their value's high, and also totally agree. Go look at that Trent Thornton pitcher on MILB.com. He is staring through my soul there. Very blue steel of him.
Jays have won this trade based on the photo alone.
Just based on that photo, yeah. It's very blue steel. It's very, like, you know, like he's intimidating looking. So that, I guess that's good. He's got the intimidation factor. It's probably a 70 on the 20-80 scale as far as that goes. We know he can take a good headshot when it comes to Trent Thornton, but we'll see how he performs on the mound as the Blue Jays make the deal, Aledmys Diaz to the Houston Astros for pitcher Trent Thornton.